The latest from podnews.net. A comedy podcast app, Laughable, available on iOS for 2 years, has just launched on Android. The app uses profiles so you can follow comedians' own podcasts and where they've been a guest. Once you subscribe to your favourite people and shows, Laughable keeps you current on future episodes as well, including people's guest appearances. The developer tells us that no other podcast app is more highly rated in Apple's App Store. Spotify has published new podcast terms and conditions. They'll take 40 minutes to read. We couldn't see anything bad, though. Meanwhile, the Financial Times reports on Spotify's recent purchase of podcast production company Parcast. Quote, one person close to the negotiation said that Spotify is paying more than $100 million in cash and earnouts to buy Parcast. The price equates to an enormous multiple on Parcast's limited revenues, this person added. Google Podcasts is now transcribing some podcasts, says Android Authority, who've worked out how to see the transcripts in some Google Podcasts pages. We link to details in our Developers Corner, in our show notes, and in our newsletter today. The finalists of the Australian Podcast Awards have been announced. The winners are to be announced at the awards ceremony on the 18th of May at the Seymour Centre in Sydney, New South Wales in Australia. Tales of behind the scenes at the recording for Marvel's Wolverine, The Lost Trail are linked to today. Recorded in Ambisonic, it meant that the recording was almost like making a movie, according to a piece in Inverse. An event for you in Calgary in Alberta in Canada, Pod Summit, is taking place on June the 22nd. We mention a whole set of new podcasts in our newsletter and our show notes today, including Start Here, which is celebrating its first anniversary. Congratulations, ABC News. And YouTuber Savannah Brown is the guest on a new episode of 17 Questions today. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.